I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Hobbs Mayor Sam Cobb declared on Monday Steve Pierce Day at City Chambers. Pierce was honored for his service to the people of Lee County and Hobbs, as well as New Mexico, and his service in the armed forces. And Pierce became emotional as he spoke about those men and women who are in harm's way to protect the United States.
People give a lot for us to live in this nation. So the service that I've been able to give is nothing compared to what some give.
In an interview with MTD Radio earlier in the day, Pierce said he will continue to seek another term as chair of the Republican State Party. 21-year-old Jake Bradley Golston of Artesia faces two counts of burglary and one count of criminal damage to property in connection with the alleged break-in at the Roswell Mall on Saturday. Roswell police were called out to the mall on Saturday around 7:30 in response to a break-in and entry where someone allegedly broke the glass of the mall's main entrance door and then went inside. Reports indicate that a display window of a mall jewelry store and the sliding door into the JCPenney store were also broken. That person then allegedly tried on women's clothing and left feces on the floor of the store. Golston's bond was set at $2,500. Lovington police have yet to identify a woman who was discovered with a gunshot wound to the abdomen near the intersection of 1st Street and Avenue N around 9 p.m. Sunday. The woman may have been involved in an altercation earlier in the day prior to the shooting. Anyone with information on the shooting are asked to call Lovington police. The Texas Department of Public Safety has released the name of a Hobbs woman, 87-year-old Soledad Rodriguez Gonzalez, as the person who was ejected from a truck she was riding in when it was hit by the driver of a CMV, who then left the scene on State Highway 176 about 16 miles east of Andrews last Wednesday. DPS reports that the CMV hauling a flatbed loaded with large pipe struck a pickup, causing the driver to skid and the truck rolled, and Gonzalez, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was ejected and succumbed to her injuries. The driver of the CMV failed to stop. Authorities are now looking for that driver. And the driver of the truck and another passenger were not injured. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.